The Bryceland Thorn Road has been declared an emergency by Humboldt County officials and will be closed near Whitmore Grove just before Redway for up to 2 weeks while repairs are being made. Motorists commuting to town will be asked to use Old Bryceland Road. Public Works is currently making repairs on the detour route. KMA News spoke with Public Works Director Tom Mattson, who shares the latest details on the closure in this interview. Director Mattson, if you would start by introducing yourself and talk a little bit about what Public Works does.
Yeah, my name is Tom Mattson. I'm Director of Public Works for Humboldt County. Public Works is responsible for all county buildings, county roads, levees, environmental services, parks, and anything else that we can catch.
The community was pretty shocked to learn that Bryceland Thorn Road will be closed due to this catastrophic failure of a culvert. And, you know, people driving on that road right now don't even notice what's happening. So if you would share an overview of how this problem was discovered and the science behind why this is such a big issue that has to be remediated immediately.
Okay. Well, our road crew supervisor in the area, in the Garberville area, noticed the shoulder slumping off the edge of the road probably a month, 2 months ago, and we reported it to state parks because that is in the state parks. What's happened is there is an old culvert that's under the road that the bottom has rotted out of, but it's also starting to cave in, which is the bigger issue. And so we're concerned that it could cave in catastrophically in the winter and thus present not only just a safety issue, but a very long-term closure of the road. And so we've been working very closely with state parks. We had our survey crew out there. We're doing some plans and engineering for them and preparing our detour route so that if we need to take this whole thing out, we do it under a controlled manner and not an uncontrolled manner.
Can you describe what the scene down there looks like and the location?
Sure. Well, it's within the state park, so it's a very, very sensitive area. Unfortunately, the culvert is 38 feet below the road. And like I said previously, the bottom of the long section of it is rotted out, and there is a root plugging a section of the about half of the pipe, and then about that section where the root is past that, the pipe is starting to collapse.
And right now, the plan is to continue to fix Old Bryceland Road and have that be the detour, if you want to describe how that will work.
So we're actually trying to target around November 20th to finish our work on Old Bryceland Road. As many people know, Old Bryceland Road is an old, narrow road. So we will be, if we go to full closure, we will have to be running pilot cars back and forth. But we've done a lot of improvements in leveling out the road with gravel and then coming in and paving it over. So it'll be a much smoother road than people remember. But we still will have to do pilot-controlled traffic simply because that road is not constructed for the 2,000 vehicles a day that go through Bryceland Road.
Based on the community feedback that I've heard, I know a lot of people are wondering why there can't be a pilot car in Whitmore Grove and have one lane open instead of using Old Bryceland Road as a detour, if you would like to address that.
We are looking at those types of options right now, but unfortunately, facing the winter coming at us rapidly, whatever we do in there, we need to get in and get out as quickly as possible, because if we open that whole thing up and then it starts to rain and pour, it will be closed for a long term. So unfortunately, we have to look right now at what is the quickest way we can get in and out of there. And unfortunately, that does mean a full closure and a detour around.
And with the Old Bryceland Road detour, what does that schedule look like? And how do you recommend people plan their day?
No, we are going to be running basically pilot cars on both ends. We are estimating people should at least plan for 40-minute delays. But we are not getting on set schedules because there are times when we may be able to run people through quicker when there's less traffic and not have them sit there and get stacked up, because there will be no construction on that road during while we're running the pilot cars. And we will be running them on both ends so that we can break people up into groups, that there are places that you can pass one another on that road where one lane will have to hold up while the other is passing. So So what we're trying to work on is just making sure that people flow through there as quickly as possible. That's why we are not going with set times.
Last week, I spoke with the transportation director of the Southern Humboldt Unified School District, who stated that the school bus will not be operating for those students on the other side of the repair. So as far as schools go, I know a lot of parents and school administrators are concerned. If you have anything you would like to say to that.
It's going to be a delay in traffic. And it's not worth the public safety to risk using Briceland Road another winter without replacing or stabilizing what's there. And we are still meeting with state parks over the next few days to refine the project. But at this time, everybody should be set for a full closure for a period of probably 10, if not more, days. We'll find that out after we get the full plans and construction schedule together. But we are moving forward rapidly on this because we certainly don't want it to close, you know, unanticipated in the middle of winter and then be closed for months.
When KMA News first aired the story on how Briceland Thorn Road would be closed, a lot of folks assumed it would be the section where there is a one-lane stop. So I'm curious, while the road is closed, will that section be fixed as well?
No, that is not on our plans at this time. That is... Again, we're doing everything we can to make sure we get this road back open as soon as possible for our community, the county people. Even though it's a state parks road, we are all in because of how important it is to the people who live in Southern Humboldt.
How is the county collaborating with state parks to take responsibility on this part of the road?
Basically, because of the seriousness of the situation, there is no argument. We both agree that this needs to be done for the public, and we'll figure it out later. They are writing us an interagency agreement to cover our costs, and they will be doing, you know, they have the pipe. They have some equipment operators that work for the state that they're going to put on it. They're renting the excavator, and then they're going to theoretically fund us to hire the contractor to work with them. That's part of our interagency agreement. And we agreed to put the plans and do the permitting for them because we have people on staff to do that. And right now is not a time for government agencies to be fighting each other over something that can be worked out later and, you know, compromise the public for that.
Do you think the county and the state will continue to discuss the responsibility of that area since there are multiple spots that are cause for concern?
Yes, we continually talk with the state about all of the roads that the public uses, Matole Road, the Bull Creek Road, Dyerville Loop Road. They actually have a half of Clam Beach Road up in northern Humboldt is theirs. So we continually talk with and collaborate with them. Generally, we each take care of our own responsibilities. But like I said before, this is one that we just need to put aside our differences and get to work and fix it.
At this time, are there any plans or resources being established to help community members during this closure other than the detour route?
No, all we can do really is provide the alternative and get people through as quickly as we can until we can get this project done and the road reopened.
Another community member was curious if folks would be able to park in Ruby Valley and walk or bike into town during the closure.
We are looking at that, but highly unlikely. There will be, you know, if we go with the full culvert replacement, there will be a big hole.
When will the final decision be made on how to proceed?
This week.
But as it stands, you stated that Old Briceland repairs are set to be completed on November 20th. Does that mean the Briceland Thorn Road will also close on the 20th?
That is what we are hoping to be able to do, is the day that we are ready, the next day we close Briceland and begin digging.
So that would be the 21st?
Yes, that's our current target. And if it changes, I'll let everybody know, but that right now is our current target.
And is that first thing in the morning or in the afternoon?
The state is already mobilizing people, equipment, and materials out there. So it would be basically, my presumption would be the morning after the Old Briceland Road is ready that we would begin on Briceland Road.
Will there be markers in case people are unaware?
Yeah, changeable message signs should be going out there today on both sides to indicate that the probable construction date and the road will be closed.
And Tom, is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with?
No, it's just unfortunate that it's, you know, our infrastructure gets this bad no matter who owns it. And right now, like I said, we're just going to put all of our agencies aside and put our heads together and work to get this done, because what is good for the public is better than what's good for government.
Again, that was Tom Mattson, the Director of Public Works, discussing the upcoming closure of Briceland Thorn Road, currently scheduled for November 21st. The road is anticipated to be closed for up to 2 weeks. Director Mattson stated that crews will be working day and night to ensure a speedy repair. KMA News will continue to update our listeners. To see photos and videos of the failed culvert, you can visit the KMUD News Facebook page.